Things would be so much simpler if people were like hamsters, or jackrabbits, or snails. The point here being that if our species were a little more uniform, the way most other species are, we'd have an easier time with politics. Seriously, think about hamsters. They like exercise wheels, sleeping during the day, and sunflower seeds. They don't like cats, they don't like pokey little kid fingers in their eyes, and they don't like bright light. There's not a lot of controversy in the hamster kingdom, because they all pretty much have the same likes and dislikes. It would be easy developing a policy that hamsters could really rally around. Can't you just see their little signs? More plastic tubing and we heart sunflower seeds. But people, oh my goodness, just look at us. Some guy likes mountains and some woman wants the ocean. One kid is quiet and shy and loves butterflies. Another is loud and fast and wants to play hockey. We have no set habitat or diet or demeanor. Some of us run from a fight, and others of us go looking everywhere for one. There are humans who want to talk everything through, who believe it's a civic duty to explore public policy. And there are others who'd really rather focus on something more pleasant, less potentially explosive, like which European woman will fall for the latest Joe millionaire. There are certain needs we do all share: water, food, shelter, love. But even those things we can't quite agree upon. Is water for thirsty people or for swimming pools? Is the food vegetarian or barbecue beef? Is your shelter threatening a wetland ecosystem, or is the darn wetland robbing you of your dream home? Does love mean engaging in dialogue or leaving people the heck alone? It's a cruel trick nature plays on our species. We're tangled up together on this planet, some 6 billion of us, with an infinite array of dreams and visions, and yet there's just this one great big ball in which we all live. Politics brings out the best and worst in humans. We organize into factions that can build or destroy, that can nurture the spirit or evoke the meanness that resides in all of us. Unlike much of the animal world, we achieve our goals not through sheer instinct, but through intellect and focused determination. We have to outthink and outwork our foes to prevail. Yet, win or lose, we're still tethered to one another, forever sentenced to the toil of negotiation in the face of endless human want. Ugh. Sunflower seeds, anyone?